The historic Charleston Foundation is headquartered at this site. In 1861, it was just east of here in the Charleston Harbor that an enslaved man, Robert Smalls, commandeered the CSS Planter and piloted through the federal blockade to freedom. Smalls had been part of the crew of the Planter for months when, on the night of May 12, 1862, he put into place his plan to escape. As the white officer spent the night on shore, it was custom for Smalls and the other enslaved men to spend the night on the boat. At 4:30 a.m., he put on a captain's uniform and a straw hat that Confederate Captain Relier usually wore. He piloted the ship to another dock to pick up the family members and then was easily able to sneak past the Confederate ships by mimicking the captain's mannerisms. As the small ship came upon the U.S. Navy, they raised a white bedsheet and found freedom from the federal forces and delivered to them the cargo that was aboard the Planter. 4 large guns, ammunition, firewood, and the captain's logbook with Confederate codes, and maps showing the location of mines. Smalls would then join the Union Navy as a ship pilot, including on the Planter. After the war, Smalls would return to his hometown of Beaufort and purchase his former master's home. He would be elected to Congress as a representative for South Carolina, serving different districts from 1875 to 1887. Continue along East Bay to 51 East Bay Street.